Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. That means our regular Friday features are beginning. And Esmeralda, welcome to our Friday. Yes. Welcome to our Friday features.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go. We'll start off with you, big dummy. This is where I read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom will vote, and then we'll have our guest vote from Esmeralda. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Worried that her methamphetamine was contaminated, an Iowa woman drove to police headquarters and asked cops to check her stash for coronavirus. Sean Selman, 53, arrived at the Sioux City Police Department Sunday afternoon and reportedly admitted to officers that she had recently used meth, which appeared obvious since the paranoid Selman was sweating profusely and acting erratically, cops said. While speaking with police, Selman was requesting officers to check her narcotics for the COVID-19 virus, a criminal complaint states. During a subsequent pat-down of Selman and a search of her truck, cops recovered 14.4 grams of meth, marijuana, and a large amount of drug paraphernalia. Salman, who lives in Sioux City, was arrested on a pair of felony narcotics charges and a misdemeanor of pot possession. She was released Tuesday from the Woodbury County Jail after posting $25,000 bond. Wow. She had 25 grand? Wow.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Soul to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two.
A Florida woman, well, Florida. There we go. A Florida woman placed plastic Easter eggs stuffed with pornographic images and other items in the mailboxes of scores of homeowners. According to the cops, they collared the deranged offender last night. Investigators allege that Abril Castoni, 42, delivered the X-rated material over the past several days, resulting in her arrest on 11 counts of distributing obscene items. Castoni, who said she works at a Publix supermarket, is being held in the Flagler County Jail in lieu of a $13,000 bond. A charging affidavit alleges that Castoni stuffed mailboxes with Easter eggs and a pamphlet containing incoherent rants about local religious clergy and multiple pornographic images. One orange Easter egg, cops said, contained one goldfish cracker, a strawberry drink mix, a piece of toilet paper, and two pornographic images. In addition to the obscene material counts, Castoni is also charged with driving with a suspended license and violating a state order barring travel not related to essential activities.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
Millions of people around the world are adjusting to life under the coronavirus safety measures, and France has ordered its population to stay at home. But one man decided to break quarantine and try to cross the border into Spain in search of cheap cigarettes. It didn't end well. He got lost and had to be rescued by the French Mountain Rescue Service, a spokesman said. He was exhausted and shivering and lost when he was picked up by a rescue helicopter on Saturday, according to a Facebook post from the Rescue Service, which is a unit of the police. The man, who has not been named, initially set off to the city of Perpignan by car, but found his way blocked by police checkpoints, so he attempted to cross the border on foot. However, he got lost in the mountain slopes, fell into a stream, and some brambles and ended up calling for help. Rescuers quickly located the man, evacuating him by helicopter and taking him where he was given a $146 fine for breaking quarantine rules. Hey, when you're jonesing for a cigarette, man.
Cheap cigarette at that.
That's right.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Yeah. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four.
A suspect who allegedly stole merchandise from a Saugus grocery store last week was arrested after leaving her cell phone and wallet behind. On Friday, April 3rd, a San Fernando Valley woman reportedly went into a store and took over $500 in allergy medicine. What? According to Shirley Miller, spokesperson for the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station, in her haste, she set her cell phone and wallet down in the store and left them behind. A few hours later, the suspect returned to the store in an attempt to retrieve her personal items, and the store personnel immediately notified the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station. Although she had tried to change up her appearance and said her friend was shopping for her, the suspect was identified as the one who came into the store earlier. The 50-year-old woman was found to be in possession of brass knuckles, a felony charge, and deputies also discovered that she had three outstanding warrants in the system for her arrest, for petty theft, according to sheriff's officials. All right, let's take a quick break. We got one more dummy to read. Esmeralda, hang on, okay?
Yep.
Esmeralda's with us here, Esmeralda Leon, and we are got one more dummy to get through, and then we'll vote right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here. The Friday features continue. And Esmeralda Leon is on the phone. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
We have one more dummy to hear, and then we vote.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
A man who, a learner driver who allegedly raced through traffic in a three-wheeled car, leading police on a dangerous pursuit at speeds of up to 180 kilometers per hour, before crashing into two cars, has been accused of coughing on an officer and claiming he had just returned from China. Police said the stolen car, which was missing a wheel on the right side, was spotted north on Canberra at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, tearing along Barton Highway at an estimated 140 kilometers per hour. The car, which had allegedly been involved in a police matter earlier that day, was emitting sparks from the rear due to the missing wheel. Police then followed the car as it swerved in and out of traffic and drove around another police vehicle attempting to stop it. Officers estimated that the car reached to speeds about 178 kilometers per hour in an 80-kilometer zone, and it weaved dangerously through traffic in an attempt to flee police. On William Slim Drive, the man allegedly crossed onto the oncoming lane to overtake several vehicles, doing so again as he continued south. As the 20-year-old man allegedly passed through the red light into the oncoming lane, he crashed into two other cars at the intersection. He was arrested, at which point police alleged that he coughed on an officer and told them they had just returned from China. He's been charged with failing to stop for police, assault, dangerous driving, driving a stolen vehicle, and being unaccompanied learner driver.
There's something for you right here. Warning, dummies. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. All right, there it is. Those are our dummies. Pretty good batch. So let me do the recap, and then we will all vote. So the woman who asked the cops to test her meth for the virus The woman who left plastic Easter eggs filled with porn and other things in the mailboxes. The Frenchman who had to be rescued from the mountains because he broke quarantine to go buy cigarettes. And we have the woman who was arrested after leaving her cell phone and wallet in the store after a theft. And we have the idiotic learner driver who coughed on an officer and was driving at almost 180 kilometers per hour in a three-wheeled car. All right, let's start with Tom. Tom?
I'm going to have to – it's between the meth lady and the woman putting pornography in Easter egg.
It's just so weird. A goldfish cracker, a strawberry drink mix, piece of toilet paper, and two pornographic images in one.
Yeah. I'm going to say the lady who went to the cops to
test her meth. To test her meth for the virus.
Not a very smart thing to do.
No.
Not very smart.
Okay. All right, Esmeralda, you get to vote here. What are you thinking?
As much as I do love the meth from the Easter egg lady, which I'm just thinking she's being nice and she's offering you a snack while you look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I have to go with the last one. Just because I just love it. He's like, I just came back from China.
Yeah.
Like, he's really trying to play it up.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed. Three wheels going so fast.
Yeah.
That's quite a feat. So I have to go with the last one.
Okay, you're going with the last one. There's some good ones this week. I love it that it was a Frenchman who had to get cigarettes. You know, let's enforce that cliche a little more. You know what I mean? It's a Frenchman. I'm a Frenchman. I have to have a cigarette at all times. The woman who left the plastic Easter eggs is pretty priceless. I'm gonna agree with Esmeralda with this idiot driver going 180 miles an hour in a three wheeled car chase. I mean, the car had three wheels. So Esmeralda, I think you and I have voted for the dummy of the week.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay.
He's coughing on people, like, really?
Yeah. Come on, man. Idiot. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Now our next regular feature. Oh, how about that? You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, poor, I'm coming straight out of context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. Straight out of context. You know what this is. You listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it sounds a little dirty, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Esmeralda, I got to tell you, we've been heavy into Lou Manfredini.
Oh yeah!
And before we actually get into the current Straight Out of Context, we have a special clip that we've been playing, Esmeralda.
Yes.
And it's Lou Manfredini. We know how much you love the Out of Context with Lou, and this is pretty spectacular what you're about to hear. So let's give it a play.
Great, they put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going ta ta tu ta ti. Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
No.
One more time. Do it again.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
What?
Esmeralda, it's not going to clear up for you after I explain what he was talking about. He was basically talking about when baseball players steal signs, you know, from when they're like on second base, they steal the signs so they know what the pitcher is going to be doing. So they're basically stealing signs. And so,
right.
But for some reason, this play the whole thing again, Tom, the whole thing. This is his explanation.
Right, they put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going, ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
I don't understand. The first time we played it, I'm telling you, I almost fell off this chair. I was laughing so hard. And so then we just isolated the ta ta tu ta ti and we play it all the time.
Nail polish.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
good.
Yeah, that's classic.
Oh,
okay,
man.
We got some news straight out of context here. All right, Tom, you ready?
Yep, let's do this. All right, first one's coming to us from Brian. It is Lou Manfredini.
Oh.
Lucky enough.
They're constantly touching it.
That's good. That's real good. Okay. Was he talking about faces?
He was talking about stuff like when, their phones. Talking about
teams. Phones and stuff.
They're constantly touching their phones.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This next one's coming to us courtesy of John Williams, who I think you'll see has a pretty good week this week.
Oh, really?
And this is another one from Brian.
You got Stacy's mom for me? Hit that.
Hit that. Why is he playing Stacy's mom?
Because the songwriter died.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. Oh, that's right. He did write that song, didn't he? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, man. Okay. All right.
All right. Next up, coming to us from Carrie, it's a little Ana de Volantes.
Would you get creative with yours?
I think I would.
Uh-huh. Okay. Straight out of context continues. All right. What do you got now, Tom?
All right, this next one is from listener Tom. It's Bob Surratt.
She's never satisfied. She always wants more.
What is he talking about?
Wow. Mm.
I honestly don't remember. You'll have to ask.
Is he talking about Marianne?
I will neither confirm.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
What's going on, buddy?
Everything good at home?
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
All right, next coming to us from Brian, a little Steve Grzanich.
And that was a nice package, too.
It really was.
Pardon me, Steve Bertrand.
That was Steve Bertrand. Was that Roe?
No, that was John.
that was a nice package, too.
It really was.
That's John?
That's John Williams.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's good. Okay, what's next?
All right, this next one, this is a guest from the David Hochberg Show, which you can hear on Saturdays.
Yeah.
This is from Ed.
FaceTime me, and I can look at the crack if you don't want me to come out and take a look at it, but you could actually,
there you go.
The crack can be cleaned out, grinded out, and re-caulked.
Okay.
FaceTime me so I can look at the crack. That's a good one. That's
a good one. A lot of people are doing that.
Oh,
nowadays.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. Okay, what's next?
Next, this one's coming to us from Katrina in Gurnee. And it's me.
Uh-oh.
I just needed something to do with my hands.
What were we talking about?
Talking about whittling soap.
Oh, yeah. So, Esmeralda, he whittles soap.
Like into stuff, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like a duck or something. I don't know.
I don't understand any of that.
Are they very detailed, or what?
I mean, I'm not that good, yeah, but I could get a pretty good duck going.
Do you do it on the front porch in a rocking chair? What's going on?
I'm sipping on a nice, cool, sweet tea, thinking about the good old days.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the soap.
Because I can't get wood. I can't get, like, a block of wood.
But you're wasting soap.
I'm not wasting it. It's art. It's art, Nick.
Soap, at this time, right now, we need soap. You can't be whittling ducks into...
you can take the rest of the pieces and then make a new soap.
Exactly. I've got shavings, you know. I can reform that. I feel like I'm being belittled.
I'm being belittled for my
hobbies.
Is it a very detailed duck?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I think by the end of May I should be able to get a decent mallard.
Okay. Well, I would. I think when you get that, you should post it online or something so we could all see.
So we could all see your soap mallard.
I will let you know if I feel comfortable doing that, because now I feel attacked. I'm hurt and offended.
He's hurt and offended, Esmeralda. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't get wood. That, by the way, is probably going to end up on the Out of Context next week.
I hope so.
All right. Esmeralda, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Esmeralda's here. We got more context here? Okay. We got more straight out of context. We'll continue after the break here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy.
F-bomb. Out of context, context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight
out of context, 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 context.
That's right. The regular Friday features are continuing. It's Nick DiGilio here until 4 o'clock. And Esmeralda Leon is with us on the phone. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Okay, so straight out of context, we've got more of them, and we'll do all of our other regular features. By the way, we're here till 4, and then at 4 o'clock we go over to Bradley Place for the first hour of the WGN-TV Early Morning News, and then at 5 o'clock, the one and only Bob Surratt will be your morning drive. And we are here 24-7 to keep you company, to keep you informed, and to get through this, and we'll all get through this together. Okay, Tom, let's continue with straight out of context.
Let's continue. Number 10 here, this is coming to us from Kevin in McHenry. Here is Steve Grzanich.
As a matter of fact, she talked about wanting to hire somebody privately to do her...
Wow.
Talking about haircuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because people can't go out and get their hair cut. I'm just letting mine grow. Some people are shaving their heads.
Yeah, forget that, man.
Yeah. So.
Have you ever shaved your head, Nick?
No.
Do you have the right head shape?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think there's like a slope in the middle of my skull. I'm not.
Oh, that's no good.
Esmeralda, how much money would you give me to get him with the shears?
Just knock him down.
It's like Jackass, you know. Just
like in Jackass when they would go up behind guys. That always cracked me up. Well, everything in Jackass makes me laugh. You like Jackass, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh God, I can't get enough. So okay, more straight out of context.
More straight out of context. Number 11 from Eric. This is one of the callers on Bob's show. The first caller of the day.
Oh, I'm always up.
Wait, what?
Up.
Were those words?
I think so. Now, he was the first caller of the morning, so that was it's like 5. So. You don't know what people are like at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This might be the first time our great friend from CNET.com, Ian Schur.
Never been out. This is his first time. This is Ian Schur's first time.
Good for you,
Ian Schur. Esmeralda, Ian Schur is our regular tech guy. Whenever we have tech news or tech situations, we talk to him. He's an editor at CNET.com.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he's a great guest. He's a really informative guy and a very entertaining guy. All right, well, this is his first time on Straight Out.
Yep, this okay. is first time from Kevin in Iowa.
It's very long.
I bet it is, Ian.
What were we talking about? Oh, the article.
Yeah, talking about the length of the article.
The length of the article that we were reading about. Okay. All right.
All right. Next one. This is number 13 from Waukegan J. This is Scott Catoon. Host of the Startup Showcase here on WGN.
Oh, right.
I say go hard.
That's his first time, too, I think.
Really?
I think.
I feel like I've gotten him at least once
before. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Because I rubbed it in his face, I think.
All right. Okay.
All right. I can't believe we've gone this far without getting you.
Me?
But here we are.
All right.
Number 14 from Jim.
You ever bend over? That was my little tribute. That's always my little tribute to Craigie Ferg.
Because that sounded very Norm MacDonald-y.
It was because Craig Ferguson and Jeffrey Peterson, the gay skeleton robot, who, by the way, I'm wearing my Jeffrey Peterson t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
They used to say, hey, you ever bend it over? You ever bend over? It was like a running gag on the show. Because it's like they're 2 9-year-olds. He and Josh Robert Thompson, sometimes they just acted like a couple of 9-year-olds, which is one of the reasons why I love that show so much. So, all right. What else?
All right, just a couple more here. Next one, John Williams, sent in by Mark D.
This is a 3-incher.
Wow.
Talking about the thickness of a book.
Ah, yeah. But, you know, John is represented pretty well this week.
Yeah, John had a good week this week.
Pretty strong week for John. Not a lot. We had one Lou Manfredini?
One Lou.
Okay. Okay, what's next?
And let's cap it off here. It's me.
Uh-oh.
You know what this is.
Okay.
So wait, all it does is toss your salad?
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda, he didn't know that that was a term. I had to tell him off the air what it meant.
Really?
Yes. I had to tell him off the air. Oh, I couldn't tell him on the air, obviously.
So
he didn't know that that was a thing. When he said, so it tosses your salad, I was like, okay, that's going to end up on Straight Out of Context. And he's like, why? He sincerely did not know what that term is used for.
Oh, Tom.
I had to tell him. So, and then I also, off the air, told him who microwaved a fish when we were across the river. Do you remember that, Esmeralda?
No.
Somebody microwaved a fish in the microwave that was on top of the refrigerator, you know, in the old place, seventh floor. And it stunk up the whole...
I vaguely remember that happening, and I think I remember the stench, but I don't remember who did it.
Yeah, well, I'll have Tom tell her off the air.
Okay. I'm like, can I get a hint?
Yeah, no, you can't get a hint. No hints.
Darn.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for Straight Out of Context. Let's hold on for Esmeralda again. Play the ta ta tu ta ti.
I just took it out of cue.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I had
okay. Okay. Well, anyway, you got to hear that, Esmeralda. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
We just play every.
Pretty good. You just do it.
Every once in a while, we just play ta ta tu ta ti. And I still have no idea what the hell that has to do with baseball players stealing signs. Ta ta tu ta ti. I knew you would love that, Esmeralda.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I knew you would love that. So good. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for that. Now we got to move on to this.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Spies. Spies.
Like us.
There it is. Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom.
All right, two quick spies this week. Number one, coming to us from Brian, it's Lou Manfredini.
Filling in tonight until 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up a little bit later on, after the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Nick, is it Nagley? Nagley? Well,
we're
going
to have to confirm.
We're going to confirm. We know his name is Nick. Not Nick DiGilio, who's coming up at 11 o'clock later.
Nick N.
Nick N.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That was when Lou was filling in on Sunday night. Just this past Sunday night. Okay.
All right. Second one here from David. It's John Williams. And honestly, this is a really nice one.
So glad that Nick DiGilio had that conversation he did last night with Dave Hoekstra. And you're hearing the music. Bob, obviously, lending some of his knowledge and background to the conversation today. And I suspect a lot of us will be downloading, listening to, and remembering John Prine, who at the age of 73.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Dave Hoekstra on, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave knew John Prine pretty well and, you know, interviewed him and his two brothers on his show. I mean, it was just really sad that John Prine passed away, one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yeah.
You're a fan too, right, Esmeralda?
I'm not too familiar, but, you know, I've heard stuff and I understand completely the impact he had.
Huge. Very huge. Especially, I mean, worldwide, but especially here. Because, you know, grew up in Maywood. He was a mailman. Somebody was telling us stories about he used to play at this folk club, and he would sometimes play in his mailman uniform. Be like,
I mean, hey, sometimes you don't have time.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, are we ready? Is DJ Luscious Hushes here? Let's start the fly jams.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Let's say hello to Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There it is. Esmeralda is now Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Did you?
I almost made a hole, almost.
Yeah, she's spinning around on your head.
To the WGN studios.
There you go. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Do we have requests?
We got a ton of requests.
Okay, great. Let's let me break here for some weather. Esmeralda, you hold on, and when we come back, we'll get more funky. 312-981-7200, Fly Jams Friday officially begins after the weather and the break here. Give me the bridge now. Yeah. That's a fly jam right there. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here until 4 o'clock, and our old friend Esmeralda Leon is on the line. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, Esmeralda. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and we've got some fly jams here. Who requested that one?
That was coming to us from our old pal Doc, a little Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers.
Good old Doc. Very cool. All right, more Fly Jam requests at 312-981-7200. Luscious Hushes is playing them. What's next?
Coming up next, this is from the 773, Hey Mr. DJ by John A.
That's a good song. You know that one, Esmeralda?
I love this song.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I was jamming just now.
Were you? Oh, yeah? Just jamming. Jamming. Yeah, there you go.
Or vibing, as the kids say nowadays.
They said what?
Vibing.
Vibing?
Vibing.
Vibing. Oh, vibing.
Yeah, just vibing, man.
Oh. Wow. I don't know. I'm an old man, Esmeralda.
Yeah, get with it, old man.
Come on. Exactly. I got to get with it and start vibing.
The future is now, old man.
You know, we were talking about phrases that people used to say in the 70s last week. And Tom, I don't think Tom knew any of them. He was like, you used to say that? Like,
but that's not just from a movie?
No, that's we talked like that, but we actually talked like idiots. So, all right. Tom's on the phone right now. So, we're going to, yeah. What'd you say?
You can't hit the play button?
No, what's I don't think so. All right, here he is. All right, what's the next one?
Next one is Earth, Wind, and Fire, a little bit of September.
Oh,
that's
please.
Coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
Truly one of my favorite songs of all time. You like that song, don't you, Esmeralda?
Oh, for sure.
It's one of my favorites.
I was just thinking someone really needs to do some kind of parody with coronavirus about being inside.
Yeah.
Until September.
Yeah, until September. Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome, audience.
Yeah.
Somebody make that song.
Yeah. And again, Esmeralda, approximately how many people are in Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Last count, 708.
708, that's right. And they all wear the same costume.
Yeah, big business for whoever makes those
costumes. That's right, that's exactly. Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti. All right. right. Okay. Well, what's next there? What's next there, Luscious Hushes?
All right. Next from our buddy Dino. It's Sparkay. Music turns me on.
You know that song, Esmeralda?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't really.
I dug it, though.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know that one. You know that one?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure Dino has like the record for most first time fly jams.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does request a lot of stuff that we very rarely, if ever, play.
A very deep knowledge
of
dance music. I'm just a tip of the cap out to Dino.
Okay, that's for Dino. Dino goes old school, Esmeralda.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever that means.
What's next?
I know.
All right. Talking about old school, 1968, Archie Bell and the Drells. It's Tighten Up, coming to us from Jim. Yeah.
This is a great song.
Oh, yeah. Tighten up on an organ now.
Great song. That's a great song, right, Esmeralda?
Oh, I love it.
I love it, too. And it's actually, they did a very funny bit on SNL years ago with Jimmy Fallon he's a conductor, and the orchestra was playing Tighten Up the whole time for some reason. It was actually a very funny sketch. So
okay,
yeah, it was very funny. Okay, Tom, what else we got?
All right, next up from Chris, very loyal listener, it's the band SWV with Right Here.
Yes.
Human Nature radio mix.
Sampling Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
That was my jam in junior high.
That was your jam in junior high?
Yeah. SWV?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. They've been featured on the Fly Jams for many times. And deservedly so. So there you go. I'm glad that we had a jam from your junior high days.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right, what's up next?
All right, coming next from Chris in Wisconsin. This one needs very little introduction. It's Aretha Franklin, and I'll let her say it herself.
Change, change, change.
Well, that was fun. Hey, Esmeralda, we miss you being on every night.
Oh, I miss you guys, too.
And we love it when you come on. We got to do it a little bit more often, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And stay in, stay safe. The best to V and your family. How is your family doing? How are they doing?
Oh, they're good. They're all locked up in Joliet.
Okay, they're all locked
in
up in Joliet.
In the
all right, Esmeralda, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you soon. See you later. There's Esmeralda. Esmeralda Leon, always great to have her on. Okay, are we going to break here? Is that what we're doing? We'll break here, and then we've got the WGN TV early morning news coming up.